Okay, good morning, Masechet Erechin, Daf Yud, Dadad Amud Aleph, Shavuot Tov. We're starting on the Amud. I think it's the first time in this Masechet we're actually starting the Daf on the Amud other than Amud Bet. Other than Daf Bet. Guess it's quite exciting. So we're on the Amud here. We said yesterday, just a short recap after the Mishnah. So we had the Gemara say that there's Erechin Hakel Hachmir. Right, so we try to say, it could be remarried, basically said that there is erichim with goyim, but there's no, a goy can't marry, but he can neirach, he can be evaluated, or we can make a neder on his evaluation. So it could be remarried, and agav urcha, we learn another loch along the way, lota chanein, that we don't give chen to goyim, if we don't mention the goyim, good goyim and bad goyim, so to speak. So Gemara says, velitni et hana'ashe bishav, et hana'eshe bishav, et ha'ka'ur shebeknanim. We still could have proved it. We could have said, the Mishnah could have said, there's a chumra and a kula, the eved na'e sheb Yisrael, and the ka'ur sheb knanim, and the bad one and the goyim. And then we wouldn't have mentioned, we wouldn't have had to say good goyim and bad goyim. We would have said a good Yisrael and an ugly eved knani. Versus the b'chad umer kamari, betray umer lo kamari. We don't talk about in the same breath two nations. With one now in goyim, we can say good and bad. Within Jews, we can say good and bad. We don't say good goy, a good and a nice looking, pleasant looking Jew, and an ugly looking goy. But yeah, we mentioned the great, the big, we already spoke about the top families. Rashi says, yeah, gabe ones and mefate. We saw that akatana shev yisrael v'takadosh beguna. He learns the alma betray uma. Speak about like the most yuchas families of kohanim and the least families of Yisraelim. So he says no, and that's not two nations. Hatam chad umahu. Right? See, there's some people who want to think that kohanim and Yisraelim are different nations. Right? He says no, that's all the same nation. Ela makdish hu de kadishay kohanim tvei. Just that there's one nation. Just the kohanim are more makudash than Yisrael. That's the first answer. But Ema, I did a kabay limit in the sefer. So now the Gemara gives another answer altogether. So that would have been the first answer. It says now another answer would be I did a kabay limit in the sefer. Since we really, what was the focus of the Mishnah over here? Was to discuss the end of the Mishnah, which does not, like Rashi will point out, not really the sefer. Right? But the Mishnah said yesh ve'erchin lahak lachmir ubesedei achuz lahak lachmir. Right? And we really wanted to get to the issue of the sedei achuza. The on such a concept, in such a concept as a Zdei Achuzah with Goyim. Zdei Achuzah only applies with Jews. Rashi lo mishkachet la, din Zdei Achuzah, shehe podehu b'chamishim seconds. The Torah said you can redeem it. Remember, it's not a 50 seconds, forever. Zera chomer seorim, right? Every zera chomer seorim, every measure that you grow in that field, you pay 50 shekels. Doesn't apply to Goyim. Ela b'shov yo. But with the goy, you have to do the whole value because it's in such a concept as that, right? So, Mishum Hachi Katani B'Yisrael. That's why we spoke about this Mishnah, all spoke about Yisrael, not about Goyim, not really because of the Eved story. We could have found solutions with regards to the Avadim, but it's more to do with the Sedei Achuzah, and that's why we didn't mention it. So, therefore, not really any proof here, there's not a remarry. It could be remarried, means nothing. There's nothing we can learn from here about remarry in this as a title of our Mishnah or not. Okay. New Mishnah. Now we go on to Sedei Achuzah. And that's when the Gemara said Sefer, right? So it could have been speaking about this coming out of Mishnah. Yeah. Sedei Achuzah lahakel lahachmir keitzah. Because you can see this is actually an extension of the Mishnah, right? It's not a new Mishnah. Even though the Gemara called it a new Mishnah, it's keitzah, which is already mentioned. We mentioned here, it's actually quite interesting why it's printed like that, by the way. I'm not even sure. Because the Mishnah said yesh, on Yud Gimel Amud Bet, we said yesh be'erchin lahakel lahachmir, and Sedei Achuzah lahakel lahachmir. And then we asked the question, Sedei Achuzah, then we said, Keitzad, remember? We said yesterday, Yesh Be'erchin, Lahak Lachmir Keitzad, and we said, Echad Sherech. Now the Mishnah is carrying on. Sedei Achuzah, Lahak Lachmir Keitzad, Echad HaMagdish. So really, this is the straight follow on from the previous Mishnah, right? This is the Sefer which we spoke about in that Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Keitzad, give us an example, how does it work? A Chumra and a Kula with regards to Sedei Achuzah. He said, Echad HaMagdish, Becholat HaMachoz. V'echara magdish beparadesot Sebesti. Okay, Sebesti is like a Sebastian mountains, right? In the fields of Sebastian, those are where the beautiful grapes are grown. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'echara magdish sedeh b'cholot ha-mechoz. One is Magdish, a field which is right near the city, which is not a great place, not great land, not very fertile. And also, another reason Rashi gives here is Mipnei Midras Haragalim, Haraglaim, right? People are walking there all the time. So, Cholat Svivot Kamo Mechoz Ir, right? So, therefore, Kamo Mechol Akerim, sorry. So, therefore, it's basically not the greatest place to plant things. Mechoz, in other Lashon, he gives. Another place, he says, it could be actually the name of a place. So his first answer actually is a definition. Second place is the name of a place, which is not such a great place. Or as opposed to Paradesot Sebasti. Rashi says, Kramim Shalot Makom, those places, Ulim Hei Me'od, we have the best places. If you want to grow vineyards, grow them there. Right, those are the great grapes.
Would you
know today? I don't know. Look, there are places there which grow better grapes than other grapes. I mean, we know, you don't see grapes being farmed here in Talmon. You know, where there are grapes in Hebron. I mean, Sebasti. Sebasti, isn't Sebasti near Hebron? Hebron? Pass the closer door, please, Steve. Where is Sebasti?
It says it's like in the Shomron, north of...
There's Sebastian. There's a place called Sebastian. There's like...
No, they make wine today, remember?
They make... There's something like that. Yeah, there's something like that. In Shomron, Shomron. They're right. There's Sebastian. That's right. Google quickly to somebody they make if there's a wine growing area. Could still be. Right, so he says now, so that's how we see the difference in a chum and a kul of a paradise. So if you magdish your sadeh there, or you magdish your sadeh there, in both of them, irrespective of the fact that the one's a great farming land, the one isn't, for both of them, noten zero chum is sorry, mechamishim
shekel kesef.
Yes, in Florida. No. Right, okay, so that's the bottom line. Ubestay mikne, noten et shovyo, and however, when a commissioner says it comes to stay mikne, if it's not a chuzah, something which you bought, makes a difference where it is, you pay the value. So we can see over here that there is with a chuzah, sometimes with machmir, sometimes with makil, it makes it. Rabbi Lezer omer, echad sadeh mikneh, echad sadeh achuzah. Rabbi Lezer says, got a little bit of a different text. He says, what's the difference between a heritage for a land and a purchased land? So he says, echad sadeh mikneh, echad sadeh achuzah, ma ben sadeh sadeh mikneh, Shebesadeh achuzah hu noten chomesh, besadeh mikneh and noten chomesh. There's only one simple thing. According to Rabbi Eliezer, in both of them, if you makdish, you give, as the price is seor, is zera chomer, right, is 50 shekels, the same price, zera chomer seorim. The difference is that if you come to redeem este achuzah, right, look at Rashi, este achuzah, in Baalim, see Rashi says, if the chulu mifarkei v'chamishim shkalim. He says, Rabbi Eliezer, even a stay achuz, even a stay mikne, you also got to pay 50 shekels le zero chomesorim. The difference is, in a stay achuza, in Baalim podinota, if the owners come and redeem it, they were magdish and they said, yovel, and after 10 years they come and redeem it, mosifin chomesh lachamishim. Krifti ve'im gaal yigeret, im gaol yigeret, that's a magdish. See, it's interesting, it's a massive chidush that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's absolutely zero difference between the two. They both go after the same value, not the damim. But even if it's a basti or it is a paradise stam for which you bought, you only pay the 50 shekels. Just as an extra chomesh, you pay an extra 25% on the value. So it wouldn't be 50, it would be 15 at 62 and a half.
You're talking about if you
redeem it.
You
magdash to the mikdash, go to the Bala Mikdash, and after 5 years you came and you wanted to redeem it, you take the value, it would be 50 shekels for every zera.
Your value come back to you automatically?
If you want to come back to you automatically, if it's at your value.
What does it mean, zera?
And wait a second, stay achuzah, if you didn't redeem it by the yovel, and the gizbar sold it to somebody else, and then it would come back, the kohanim would get it. The kohanim would get it. So you got to rush and redeem it before the yovel. Before they sell it. If you hear that the gizbar is going to sell it, you've got to quickly go and redeem it. And then if it's a stay achuzah, you pay an extra 25% on the 50 shekels. If it's a stay mikdash, you pay 50 shekels. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer.
What do you mean, zera chomer?
You take zera chomer seorim, is an amount of the yield that your field yields in every measure of every chomer that you got to measure. And for every measure, you pay 50 shekels. If it's a massive farm, pay 50 times. Let's say you get 30 zera chomer. You pay 50 times 30.
It's a vineyard you're talking about.
It's a vineyard, so too. You got produce of your vineyard.
But it's a zera, not zera chomer.
Well, you can suppose there's a calculation you can compute.
Is it yield? This is sown, which I think it means
How much you can plant. Okay, whatever. Okay, let's go. Gemara. Amar Avuna. Higdish sadeh meleya ilanot. Now we've got a bit of a complication here. You were magdish a field was full of trees. Keshu podan, right, says Avuna, when you come to redeem them, so you remember you were magdish a field. Podeh ilanot b'shovyan v'chozer u'podeh karka. So what does he say? You magdish the field. Now you come to redeem it. So he says, the trees, you've got to redeem independently of the field. And the trees are not the stay achuza. So the trees, you've got to actually redeem their value of the trees. And then after you've redeemed the value of the trees, you then redeem the field of this zera chomer sorim. Okay? V'shovim v'chozer v'podeh karka beit zera chomer sorim v'chamishim shekel kesem. So Gemara says, Alma, we see from that what? Kasama Huna, what did Huna say? He's of the opinion, Adam Magdish, Ba'ayin Yafe Magdish. When you come to Magdish, you Magdish very generously. Right? What does it mean, generous? Look how Rashi defines generously. Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish, probably the correct pronunciation is probably Ayin Yafa, not Ayin Yafe. Right? Ilanot Levad, V'karka Levad. He's Magdish the trees and the fields independently. Velo, so now when he comes to redeem, right? Velo she yifte ilanot agav karki. He doesn't just say, listen, I'm getting, yeah, I can't get the, if I get the, if I make this the podeh, the field, obviously I get the kark of the trees back. So I'm paying independently for the trees. I should pay my zeres chomer desorim for the field. And the trees are just a natural byproduct of my redemption. It's not, we want to be generous with the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore we do it separately. So we've got a kashe here. Eighty, we're going for a brighter. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna from a brighter. He's all good ones about battery, which we all learned. Right? Echara Magdish Becholat HaMechoz. He brings out basically our Mishnah here. Echara Magdish Becholat HaMechoz. Echara Magdish Bepar Desot Sebastai. Noten Beit Zera Chomer Sorim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. Now in Bepar Desot Sebastai, look at Rashi there. What is Par Desot Sebastai? Rashi says, Pardesot, Hainu Kramim, Netuim, planted vineyards. Uketani, Chamishim Shekel. And we the Mishnah there says, how much do you pay for these Pardesot? 50 shekels. There was no mention in the Mishnah about the trees being paid, redeemed separately to the fields. So says Rashi, Alma, therefore, what do we see? Niftin Ilanot Agav Karka. Where do you get this from, Avuna? That we pay for the trees separately to the fields. The Mishnah, which we just learned, says straight out, You. There's no difference between a field in Sebasti or a field in a Machoz. In both those fields, the beauty and what was the limud about being no difference is Sebasti is a greater place. The Mishnah said there, you donated, you were Makdish, a planted field, you redeemed the field. Where do you come with this idea here that you're going to pay for the tree separately? Question's quite clear, right? So he says, Marley, says Rahuna says, no, you misunderstand. That Mishnah, when he said there, Sebasti, we were ra'uya le pardesot ka'amar. We're not discussing there a field that's already planted. We're discussing land which is unplanted, but you were able to plant. Rashi says there, v'ein in a tua. Okay, so he sort of stumps him on that. So now I suppose Rav Nachman not want to give up, and he asks him another bright kashi. He says, eiti ve beit zera, ein le beit zera. So he quotes over here, he says, we've got to talk about a beit zera. What is a beit zera? He says, I know Beit Zera, right? Only, Rash says there, Nifte b'chamishim shkalim ela Beit Zera sh'ra'ui l'zriya. When we speak of Beit Zera, we know we're speaking about a field that is ra'ui l'zera, right? It's only the Beit Zera. So zateh stay gefanim and stay kanim v'stei ilanot minayin. Where do we know? We know about a Beit Zera. Now, were you able to plant? Okay, Robert, that actually makes sense the way you explained the Zera Chomer Sorim, right? A Beit Zera, which you're able to plant, Zera Chomer Lesorim, right? That makes sense. But when it comes to a steg fanim, or a vineyard, or a steg kanim, or I suppose, what's that, like a bamboo plant or something, where you plant reeds, or steg lanot, or an orchard, minayin, where do I know that you pay the same 50 shekels for the equivalent measure? Tamud lomar, sadeh mikom makom. Pasche sadeh, steg achuza. Sadeh, mikom, any type of sadeh. Which seems to imply what? It makes no difference if it's planted or not planted. So that's a good kasha there. So Amar is not getting flustered on this one. He says, "No, my lehachinami pode v'chozir pode." He says, "Anachinami." But when we learned the halacha of pode, it's exactly like here. You redeem them independently. Look at Rashi. Pode ha'ilanot b'shovyan v'chozir upode karka v'sade. Right? Mikol makom dekamar. Right? Lokai ela karka. He says that sade mikol makom, which said this stay gefanim, stay kanim, stay ilanot, binayin, etc. Sade mikol makom. That mikol makom applies only to the land. The land of each one is respective of whether you're going to plant vineyards or bamboo yards or orchards or wheat fields. It only applies to the land. You would go back and redeem the trees independently. So he's sticking to his guns. So etivah. Now the third kasha. Higdish shlosha ilanot mi mata asara lebeit se'ah. It's now slightly more complicated, okay? But we've seen this. We've seen this before. If you've got, now, you were makdish three trees in a orchard, in a matah, in a, not a, yeah, like a, not necessarily, a paradise is citrus fruits. A matah would be like other type of orchard, like a mango orchard, or it would be called a matah, right? Not a paradise. You with me? Right, how to translate that in the English? A mata, what's the English word for mata there?
Just as a planting.
Okay. Right, mata beit se'ah. So now, in a beit se'ah, you'd have zerach chomer sorim. Right? So a beit se'ah, let's say you would normally be able to plant 10 trees. And you were makdish 3 out of those trees. What does a writer say? He areze higdish et akarka. This is a good kashi against Rav Huna, right? We see here, when you amakdish the three trees, you amakdish the trees and the land that they're in. Right? And so, kashihu pode, now he wants to come and redeem them. What's the process? Pode beit zerachomer seorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. That makes no difference here now between the trees and the plants. You seem to pode beit zerachomer, that exact measure, b'chamishim shekel kesef. Right? This brighter regime has a couple of cases in it. Let's quickly look at the rest of the case before we see the question. Pachot miken or yoter aken, right? If it was less than 3 or more than 3, or shehekdishan beze achar ze, or if you were magdish each tree one after. He didn't say he has 3 trees. He said, "I'm magdish that tree, and then tomorrow you're magdish that tree, and tomorrow you're magdish that tree." Hareze lo hekdish lo et akarka velo et lanot shebeinahen. The brighter tells us a new din, right? Minimum of 3. One after the other is not considered magdish. You can't magdish one tree at a time. You can't magdish the Beramikdash one tree in a field. It doesn't work. Velo od, says the brighter. Ela afilu igdish ila notav. Even if you are magdish the trees first. Va'acharkach igdish akarka. And then you are magdish the karka after. So look, listen to the order. First the trees, then the land. Keshu pode, when he comes to redeem, pode et ha'ilanot b'shovehen v'chozer u'pode karke b'edzer chomer shem b'chamishim shekel kesef. Okay? So we can see how we had the three situations as brighter. Brighter number, first case was you made 3, right? When you come to redeem it, you redeem only b'chomer shem b'chamishim shekel kesef. There's no mention about the trees and the plants and the land separately. 2, if you did one after the other, you did nothing. And 3, if you were magdish the trees and then the land, when you come to redeem, then you redeem the trees first and then the land. So we can see this, it makes a difference. If you redeem magdish the trees, we can understand. But it's not magdishing one and you've got to redeem them independently. With me? You see the difference? So that's a good kasha on Rav Huna. So now the Gemara says like this. Let's just quick look at the Rashis here. You know what? Maybe it's not an issue. The Rashis over there. Yeah, look. Ela afilu higdish. Look, they're very last Rashi there. Ela afilu higdish ilanot she einan netuin keseder. An omplon in order, in other words, in all different trees. And then achag higdish akarka. And then after you have makdish the land, the ikele meimar. What could you say that the ilanot lifreku agavarayu? Maybe you can redeem them across the land. Afilu hachi hoyu below kitri yachet. Since you didn't makdish them together. You do them independently, right? 50 shekel. Now, look at the Gemara. V'chi taima, right? Now, the Gemara, remember, v'chi taima is, you might have an answer, but we knock the answer out, right? So, v'chi taima hachenami, right? Pode, v'chozer u'pode. You might say, this is the proof on Rav Huna. that you see that you first redeem, then you chozer, and you poor there. He says, no, that can't be. Why? In other words, that can't apply to the very first stage. The first stage was when you amucked these three trees and a field, a country of Huni, you have to do them independently. Right? Who was it? Rav Nachman was one of the Kashi, right? Was Rav Nachman, correct? It was Eitzim Rav Nachman, yes. Yes. So Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman wanted to say, where do you get the Shomer Huni? He said, no, it's always, you first do Pordeh and then Pordeh separate independently. So now, if you want to say that the Sefer Anachinami seems to support Rav Huna, it doesn't make sense. Because the fact that the Sefer says, Pordeh, Chozer, Pordeh, says, Hami, the Sefer, Pordeh, Chozer, Pordeh, Michal, Derei, Shalom. Why would the Sefer come and choose a separate din? To tell us, Dafket, the Sefer, when you amakdish the tree and then the field, you do independently. When you makdish together, you don't. So it seems to support Rav Nachman against Rav Huna. Right? So what's the answer? It can't be, this is not our Tana. How many Rabbi Shimon he? The Tana of this bright of here is Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Makdish Ba'ayin Ra'a Makdish. Remember, Rav Huna wants to say that we said, that Rav Huna said always, that, where did he say? The Ksav Rav Huna, Ada Makdish Ba'ayin Yafa Makdish. Remember that? He's generous. Ah, the Tana of our bright, which we just brought over here, says, on the contrary, the Reisha tells you don't makti podeh chozer podeh. You do the trees agav karka on the back of the land. The Tana there must be Rabbi Shimon. Dama magdish ba'ayin riafa magdish. The Tana of the brighter. Ha magdish et asade. Right? If you are magdish, your field, going by Batra as well. Et asade. Higdish et kula. The Tana comes says you are magdish your field, you are magdish the whole bang shot. Right, look at Rashi. Higdish et kula, kol asher betocha, whatever's inside it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. What did you magdish? The most you magdish is lo higdish ele charuv hamurkav v'sadana shikma. Charuvia is a carob tree, hamurkav, which is like grafted. It was not a pure carob tree either. Even right, look at Rashi there. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo higdish ilanot sheba. The trees aren't part of your field. Ele charuv hamurkav v'sadana shikma. What's that? Shem skeinim ugedolim ma'od. They're big and very, very, you know, the carob tree can live for like hundreds of years, right? It's a very old tree. V'yonkim misadeh hektesh tfei mishar ilanot. Therefore, they are drawing more of the nutrients from the field than other trees. V'achim uprosh v'baba batra, sadana shikma. What's sadana shikma? Sadana shikma, I think sadan means like the stump. How do they translate there, sadana shikma?
Sycamore.
Yeah, like the stump. Okay, the katzik, right? Sadana shikma. Look at Rashi here. The derech shikmin, right? Shikmin is a sycamore. You know that Ariel Sharon, his farm was called Chavata Shikmin. It was called the sycamore farm. That's what it was called. Chavata Shikmin. That was the name of his farm in the Negev there. The derech shikmin lakutzotam kdei shigdelu bo'ovi. They cut them down so that they'll grow, right? Wider. The kodem sheniktzatz, and before they cut down, karile betulat shikma. It's called a virgin shikma after you've cut it down. Ulachar ketzitza, and once it's cut down, karile sadan hashikma. Okay, the stump of the tree, the stump. In other words, basically it regrows, but it's either in its first growing, it's called a betula. The second growth is called a sadan. Okay, so that is what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon says basically it's only these two trees which are makdish and not the rest. So it seems to be that we were doche this whole kasha over here. It's not really a big kasha of Huna, because Rav Huna talking about the Tana who says Makdish Bayin Yafa. This bright which you brought over here already is Rabbi Shimon, and he says Makdish Bayin Ra. So there's no proof. The Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Shimon, if it's Rabbi Shimon who says Makdish Bayin Ra. Now remember, we like consistency. So if the Tana of the Mishnah of this bright is Rabbi Shimon in the Reisha, we wanted to be Rabbi Shimon in the Sefer as well. If Rabbi Shimon says Ayin Ra'a in the Reisha, then we would imagine that the Sefer should also be Ayin Ra'a. But what was the Sefer? Remember, the Sefer said, V'lo'od, el afilu higdish lanot v'acharkach higdish karka, if you were magdish the trees, and then you were magdish the land, keshu podeh, podeh lanot b'shov yehen, v'chozer podeh, b'etzer ochom yishrim, v'chamishim shekel kesef. He says, you go in the order, you were magdish them independently, you did them independently. What we imagine Rabbi Shimon to say, doesn't make a difference if you were magdish them independently. If he wants to say that you podeh ba'ayin ra'a, right, you want to be a miser, when you want to redeem it, right, then redeem it agav arka, agav ara, agav the karka, redeem the treat in the same shot. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, lezil bater pidyon. Why don't we just go after the moment of the redemption? Velifraku agav arayu, and then redeem the trees with the land. And we see not. Look at Rashi, the second wide lines of Rashi there. Even though when you were makdish them, you did them independently, say no. We go after pidyon and a pidyon, that's all one parcel, we redeem it together and don't pay double. Because we know that Rabbi Shimon himself says, da azil batar pidyon. That really, what is mechayavas? Mechayavas is taka the time that you do the redemption. We don't care how you are magdish it. If you are magdish it at the beginning, one after the other, all together, we don't care. We look at pidyon. Are you coming to put them all now in one shot or not? And if yes, yes. So just do it in one shot and pay half the price. Why does Rabbi Shimon say in this brayta do a double? It obviously can't be Rabbi Shimon. Tatani, we got a brayta. Minayin lokeach sadeh me'aviv v'higdisha. So we got a case where a person buys a field from his father. Okay? He buys from his father and he then goes and makdishes it. Now, his father's going to die. What's going to happen to that field?
He's going to get it.
He's going to get it. It's going to be his. Right? So it's going to become, at the moment, it's a stay mikne. When his father dies, it suddenly becomes a stay achuza.
You said he's bought it from his father.
No, I'm saying, but assume, forget that, even though he bought it from his father, let's say I bought it from your father, and the father dies, it's going to become his. Who's going to go to?
He buys it from his father.
His father now, Baruch Hashem, is a 50-year-old healthy guy, and he's going to live for another 170 years. So he buys a field from his father, thinking he's got 50 good years of working this field now, and doesn't have to worry about any of his other brothers. Now, 2 years later, God forbid, his father dies. Right? And let's say, I don't know, the three other brothers died with the father. Sad story. Right? Now, he's the only son alive. What happens to that field?
He bought it
only till the Yovel. Oh, right. You can't buy forever. We've got to talk about the Achuza. So it's his until the Yovel. After the Yovel, go back to his father, right? If his father had lived the 70 years, in 49 years' time, it would go back to his father, and then his father would live another 20 years, and then he'd inherit it, correct? So tomorrow his father dies. He never had to wait the 70 years, right? He inherits the field. Now the field suddenly becomes his by Yerusha. So you're right. He no longer has to redeem it from his father or buy it back, or his father has to redeem it back or anything. It's his now. He inherited it. So now he owns it, but it's also a stay achuza. If he was magdishit, so when he was magdishit, it was a magdish as a stay mikne. Going to Rabbi Shimon, we're going to try and put it. Rabbi Shimon says, you go after the shat pidyon. So he was magdish, he bought it from his father on the Sunday, and on Monday he was magdish to the Beit HaMikdash. And his father dies on Tuesday, and on Wednesday he goes now to pode it. Does he pode it according to its value, or according to Zerah Chomesorim as a stay achuza? Right? So if you say we go after the magdish, he has to put it according to its value. If we go after the shat pidyon, we now put it as a steachuza. Right? That's what we're talking about. So Rabbi Shimon says, so we're going to prove now that Rabbi Shimon, we're trying to prove that the brayta which we brought as a kashya to Rabbi Huna is not a brayta, not a kashya, because Rabbi Huna says magdish ba'ayin yafa, Rabbi Shimon says magdish ba'ayin ra'a, and all this brayta can really prove is Rabbi Shimon. You with me? And now we're trying to prove that Rabbi Shimon says magdish ba'ayin ra'a, and so we've got a kashya, but the seifa of this brayta says you pode chozer pode. And if it's Rabbi Shimon says you go off the shat pidyon, so therefore we should be pode also ba'ayin ra'a, and yet the brayta says pode chozer pode, which is ayin tov. You with me? Everybody clear with me? Got the whole shat lit right now? So he said, and now we're proving now Rabbi Shimon says pode. We're still trying to refute the brayta so that it can't be Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says go after pode b'shat pode. Do not look after Aviv v'kedisha v'achar kamet Aviv. Minayin shetehelafanav kesdei achuzah naturally kesdei achuzah. Talmud lomar im etzadeh miknato asher lo misdei achuzato. You've got a sadeh mikne which is not a sadeh achuzah, which means what? Sadeh she'ena reuya lihiyot kesdei achuzah. It can never become a kesdei achuzah, but you bought from a friend, not from your father. If you want your father, it can become a stei achuza. Yatzta zo sheruya liot stei achuza. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that excludes which you can one day inherit. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon. V'Rameir Omer Minayin Lokach Sadeh Mi'Asher. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. So it says Talmud Lomar Im Et Sadeh Miknato Asher Lo Misdeh Achuza, which that pasuk says what? It excludes a field that you could never ever become a Sadeh Achuza. A Sadeh Achuza would be something which you would inherit. And Rabbi Meir says, no, the pasuk tells us about a different din altogether. What's that din about? Minayin Lokach Sadeh Mi'Aviv Umeit Aviv V'Achar Kach Ikdisha Minayin Shteh Lefanav Kesdeh Achuza. Talmud Lomar Im Et Sadeh Miknato Asher Lo Misdeh Achuza. Sadeh Shena Sadeh Achuza Yastazos Shehi Sadeh Achuza. So that basically, Meir learns a different din. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, this is what interests us now. As far as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are concerned, afilu higdisha, even if you are magdishet, va'achar kach meit aviv, and then his father dies, sadeh achiz achuza havia, it becomes considered a stay achuza, right? Look at Rashi, va'achar kach higdisha, tebeshat hektesh havia stay achuza. But Yigdisha v'achar kach meit aviv, ene ele kesadeh mikne. Sorry, that's not the Rashi. That's not the Plata. Sorry, go back. So now, ilu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, if you were makdishet, and then the father died, stachuza wama taima, imishum kra, if it's because of the pasuk, call me because of the pasuk, because kra like Rabbi Meir hudata. We see Rabbi Meir learns the pasuk teaching us a different thing altogether. Right? El elav mishum, what's the reason that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda say that at the time of the pidyon, it is a stay achuza? Mishum da azil batar pidyon. Here's the proof. Because we go after pidyon. So therefore, if we go after pidyon, the brighter that we just quoted against Rabbi Yehuda can't be Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda say clearly you go after pidyon. And our brighter said that at the time of pidyon, you would do the trees and the fields independently. With me? So now the Gemara is doche that. So the Gemara is doche says, no, there's not a proof. Why? I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Yehuda Shimon, kra eshkecho v'darosh. That's not the reason. They've got a pasuk. They're based on a pasuk. It's not circumstantial proof. It's from the pasuk's proof. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Imken. Right. See that? I don't know why I skipped out that Rashi. I'm not sure where that Rashi applied to. I don't seem to mark it out. Talmud Lomar. But look at the Rashi, the Batar Pidyon. V'chemen de Bashar Pidyon, may Taviv HaBekadeb understood that. The Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case. Look at Rashi. Imkain, de Lechidiv Rabbi Meir Hu Da'ata. Right? If that Pasuk, which we said there, came to support Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say? Remember, Rabbi Meir said that the Pasuk which we quoted previously, right? On the previous Amud. That Pasuk, which said, V'im meit stay miknato asher lo misteh achuzah yakdish l'ashem. Rabbi Meir wanted to know the din over there was that if you bought a field, stay aviv, and then meit aviv, v'achar kach yakdishah, right? You were magdish after your father had died. In other words, you were already entitled to inherit it. Not that you bought it, magdished it, and then your father died. But you bought it, and after your father died, you were magdish it, right? That would be like a steh achuzah, right? Because he goes after the time of the Hegdesh. So it was in that case, right, that the Pasuk Avia is supporting Rabbi Meir. So then, Lichtov Rachmana, im etzdeh miknato asher lo achuzato. Right? Look at the Pasuk of im etzdeh miknato asher lo achuzato. Not asher lo mizdei achuzato. What does it mean? Mizdei ma mizdei? Sadeh she'eina ru'uya liyot sdeh achuza. It's a field over there. What is it? She'eina ru'uya liyot mizdeh achuza. Because this there is not ra'uy at all to be your achuza. And that's why they prove from the pasuk that this is able to be sdeh achuza. And therefore, when you come to redeem it, you redeem it as sdeh achuza, but not because of batar pidyon. So basically, they learn it from that pasuk itself. We want to say the pasuk is also remain. No, even in the pasuk, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon found a way to explain that this pasuk implies that if it could never not become a steh achuza, that you wouldn't redeem as a steh achuza. This can become a steh achuza. It doesn't make a difference when you bought it, when you makdish it. If at any given time it could become a steh achuza, you redeem it as a steh achuza. So therefore, we can't prove anything as this pasuk that this bright was Rabbi Shimon. We haven't got a kasha because Rabbi Shimon says we want to do something. So to sum up. Basically, we had a kashi against Rav Huna. Rav Huna was saying by Ayin Yafe. We brought this brighter. We said this brighter is a proof against him. We said this brighter can't be against this brighter is Rabbi Shimon. We said it can't be Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon we should go after Batar Pidyon. we prove that Rabbi Shimon actually doesn't base his limud on Batar Pidyon. He bases the limud in Steach Chuzah on a pasuk. Therefore, it can be Rabbi Shimon, and it can still be a difference in those two brightas. And at the end, we can still say that we, at the time of the Pidyon, we can still do Chozer Batar Chozer, and we haven't really got a good kasha. And Rav Nachman's kasha gets rid of a good kasha. Right, that's basically, I think, the summing up of that sugya. Okay, let's carry on. Clear? Hey? They're clear? Okay, I hope it's clear anyway. Alright. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says like this. Hikdish trashin, right? You know when we learn trashin, trashin is like not great fields. How do they translate trashin in English?
Rocky.
Thank you. Right, hikdish trashin, podan b'shovyan. You redeem them according to their value. Why? My timer. Beitzera marachmana. Right, because the Torah says that when do you now we're talking, remember, trashin, even if it is a steachuza. Then Rashi, I think, says that. Look at Rashi there. Podan b'shoviyahen, v'afal gav de'achuza ninu. Please don't worry, Michael. Even though it's a steachuza, right? That's the Rapapa telling us is an exception over here. Normally we've got a klal, zera, chomesh, seorin, right, for a steachuza. Says Rapapa, that's beautiful if you're able to actually plant the place. But if it's a rocky mountains and you think nothing can grow on it, you can't come and tell me, oh, well, I'm gonna redeem it at a value of zero chomer sorin, and this has got zero chomer sorin, therefore I redeem it for free. Right? That only applies if you can plant it. If you can't plant it, value it for whatever it can be valued for, and you will do the shuv. My time, the Beit Rabbanan, the honey loves pleasure. Okay. Logalan. Right, we've got about, I think I counted here, 8 different halochas coming up here in this Ma'amar of Rapapa. So that's the first halocha. Then second halocha, if lo ga'alan, if you didn't redeem this rocky fields, and Rashi says here, lo ga'alan, u'machram gizbar la'acher, and the gizbar in the meantime sells it to somebody else, right, yotzin beyovel. What does it mean? Rashi, if you look at Rashi there, Rashi adds in, and so does the Shulam Kubetzin add in, yotzin la kohanim beyovel. Okay, so it's still got a din of steachuza. Remember, we say steachuza, you don't redeem it, and the kohanim sell it, it comes back to the Beit HaMikdash, the kohanim take it. So even though you don't redeem it at the seorin value, it still is a proper steachuza with the other dinim. Right, so guys, right. Yotzin akoyin, the koyin. Dichtiv ve'im lo yigael, ve'chtiv v'haya sadeh b'tzatov ayovia. Okay, so Gemara says ma taima sadeh amar achmana. Right, sadeh called the who? When the Torah spoke about the sadeh, it doesn't say which type of sadot. If it's the achuza, goes back. Now machar trashin. Now you didn't magdish trashin. Now third aloha, if you sold trashin, right? You had these rocky fields and you sold it to somebody. And now, you, before the yovel's up, you want to come and redeem it. Nigalin pachot mishtei shanim. Remember, we know that a regular field, the steachuza, you can't redeem it in the first 2 years. Remember, we've got to give the guy at least 2 years to get a certain amount of harvesting from it. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was opposed, as opposed to the levim, I think. We don't remember the levim. We're liable to do pidyon immediately. Remember that? We learned that as well. Remember with me? We learned with the Levim. That the Levim don't have to wait 2 years. That was, we learned it a couple of daf ago. We had that the Levim could do Pidyon immediately. That was a chiddush of the Levim. Right? But anyhow. But now is this trashin, you don't have to wait 2 years. Right? Going for my time of why? Because it makes sense, right? Because there's not going to be any harvesting yet. Anyhow. Look at Rashi there. Pachot mishtei shanim. Afagav de mocher karka lechaveiro. You know when you sell land to your friend, ein rashai ligol ad shtei shanim. Here you can. Why? My timer. The Torah speaks about the period of years of produce. And therefore, it doesn't give produce. So therefore, it doesn't apply to that debt. Now, lo ga'alan, if you never redeemed it and you sold it, it's the fourth halacha now, the second one with regards to the... So the first halacha was if you were magdish a trashin. And the second one, if you never redeemed the trashin. Yeah, you sold the trash into a stammer Yisrael, anybody else, not the Beit HaMikdash, and now you never redeemed it. Lo galan, right? Chozeret lebalim beyovel. It does come back to you. Right? if you look at Rashi, Rashi's got a slightly different version. Rashi says, Lo ga'alam, en yotzin le'kohanim be'yover. Right? I don't know why Rashi's there. I think that's not our Rashi. I think it's about another Rashi. Okay? Lo ga'alam, chosh le'ba'ali, ma'atayim, v'sham l'achuzah Torah marachbana, v'haynami achuzah hi. So we see that it's got elements of ste'achuzah, and it's got elements not of ste'achuzah. When it comes to anything ste'achuzah which is dependent on it yielding produce, it isn't dealt with as a deal of ste'achuzah. In everything else, it's dealt with as ste'achuzah. Okay? So ge'ula, redeeming, is irrespective of whether it can produce or can't produce. So it's ste'achuzah. When it comes to end of the year with the hekdesh, if you didn't redeem it, ste'achuzah, go to the kohanim. But with regards to mecher, right, or ge'ula, so since it's dependent on produce, you can redeem it in less than 2 years because it is hasn't got produce. Hikdish lanot. Now we come to halacha number five. Now we come to trees, not trashim. If you mark these trees, right? So podeh b'shov yahin. The trees you redeem according to their value, not according to the Torah's fixed amount. My time, huh? So the Torah says beit zera marachmana v'lo ilanot. Torah says specifically sadeh is regards to beit zera and not trees. Lo galan, you didn't redeem these trees, and you're tina kohanim b'yovel. The kohanim don't get them. If you are makdish, right? If you're magdish and lo ga'alan, right? We're talking again here if the gizbar sold them, and yotzin kohanim b'yovel, right? So now you would say ma taima, because the pasuk says vayasadeh, says a field of marachmane below ilanot. Okay, so again, when you anything else if you magdish to hekdesh other than your sadeh achuza comes back to you. Only sadeh achuza is a separate din that if you weren't magdish, if you weren't put it, and the gizbar sold it, goes back to them. Machar, you know, you send it to a third point, not to the Beit HaMikdash. Ein nigarim pachu b'shtei shanim. Again, you limit it in the 2 years. Ma'atayma shnei tevuot ha-marachmana. V'hani b'nei tevuot. You know, these are able to produce a crop. Therefore, you have to wait 2 years. Lo ga'alani for what? You sold to a third party. You never redeemed them before the year that was up. Ein chozeret lebalin b'yovel. See that? Look, if you're trees, if you sold trees to a friend, to a third party, and you didn't redeem them, you don't get them back. It's actually a big chidushness, right? You would imagine the trees come back. Matan, why not? V'shav la'achuzato amar rachmana. The Torah says, achuza, v'lo ilanot. Okay, so up to now, those are the eight halochas. We got two with trashim to the Beit HaMikdash, two with trashim to a regular person, two with trees to the Beit HaMikdash, and two with trees to a regular person, okay? Eight halochas. Now the Gemara takes out number five. Number five over there was, higdish ilanot. If you are magdish trees, then it said that you redeem them at their value and beit zera, right? Because the Torah says over there, only the beit zera, the produce, is at a fixed amount. Trees are at a value, not at a fixed amount. So the Gemara quotes that fifth example. Higdish, I know to put debesh of yeh. The Gemara says, am I? Why? Veligdishu agav arayu, velifrekua agav arayu. Why don't we say that when you were magdish the trees were magdish with their land? And then when you come to redeem it, redeem them with their land. Right? Seems to make sense. Look at Rashi. Lifraku agavara. You see the Rashi there? It's in line with the second last narrow lines of the Gemara. Lifraku agavara. Why don't we redeem them with the land? Makom moshav, where the tree is. Vulahadru lebalim. And when it comes back to the owners, agavara on the land. Imachran, if you sold them, vigya yovel, and the yovel comes back. Va'amai, when the yovel, sorry, imachran, like, yeah, yovel, right? Even you sold him, the yovel comes back. Va'amai, amar, why did the writer of Rabbah then say, machar ilanot velo ga'alam ein chozrim nebalim be'yovel? We don't understand. They should be part and parcel of the land. And if the land comes back, the tree should come back to the land. And how do you give trees without the land? You can't give a tree. The tree has to have land, right? Tree isn't, not like a mushroom. A mushroom, you could say, lives off the air, doesn't live off the land. But a tree isn't a mushroom. V'chi taima, you might want to answer, what would the answer be? Look at the Shita Mekubetzet there very quickly on Yud Dalet. It says the Shita Mekubetzet, it's in line with, like, you see down in the Gemara, there's another Mishnah, Matnitin, just in line there, Yud Dalet. It says, Ulifraku agav arayu, ulahadju lebalim agav arayu. And let them get it back. That's like the Rashi added it in as well. He puts it actually into the Gemara. It says v'chitam, you might want to say, why not? Ilanot agdish arlo agdish. What are you talking about? I was bugging the trees, not the land. So So I don't understand. Amre Nahar, didn't they say in Naharda, Ma de Mazaben Le Dikle Le Chavre, a person who sells his friend a dekel tree, a palm tree, Kani Le Mishipula Vatahuma. He bought in part of the tree, part and parcel, is, look at Rashi, what's Mishipula? Makom Moshav Ha'ilan Ad Tahomo. He owns the area of the land from where the tree is sitting all the way down to Tahom. In other words, you can't, if you want to now, you sell a guy a tree in your field, and you want to now run a pipe under the tree, you're going to get a servitude from him because he owns the ground all the way down to the Tahom. So we see over here from this case that when you sell a person a tree, you sell in the land as well. So should it make sense? When I maktish the tree, I maktish the land. If I maktish the land, the tree should come back. When I maktish the tree goes to the land should come back to me without, with the tree. Says, love me, itmar Allah. I think what's the way that's saying? Didn't we already say on that? Love me, itmar Allah, Rav. Didn't Rav already say on that aloha? Bevo machmata'ana. Right? There is only bevo machmata. What's bevo machmata? Look at Rashi. She to'ano shehizkir lo sham karka. He says, no, that, that, that aloha there wasn't straightforward. Why did we say there? Because there the claim was that when we sold you the tree, right, you sold me the tree with the land. And now the question is only how much of the land are you selling me? I think that would be pshatya, right? Just give me a note. Is that what I'm saying makes sense? I think pshatya would be that was if the guy claimed that you sold me the land, and the question was how much land are you selling with the tree? And there with the Gemara, it said, answered there, that Rav said, that was talking about from the Shipul to the Tahom. If there was no mention of land, so I wouldn't even include that. Hey, does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, that's understood. Okay. Now, next case. Ubesade mikne, right? The Mishnah said, Ubesade mikne noten shovyo. The Mishnah here said, how long are we doing here time wise? When we go back to the Mishnah on Yudal Amud Aleph, we said there, Ubesade achuze lahakel achmir kaitzad, we gave examples. Then we said, Ubesade mikne. If you sold a field, right, or you maxed a field, so no ten et shuvyo, you give the value. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, there's no difference between shuvyo. The only difference is that the chomesh. Remember that? With me? Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Right, from a long time ago. All right. Tell me, we got a brighter, right? We got a brighter. And the pasuk here says, v'chishav lo hakohen, right? Pasuk vava. We have the sixth pasuk on the daf. The pasuk says, "V'chishav lo hakohen et michsat ha'erkecha." The michsat, this covering of the erkecha. Al shalom, what's left on Shana Yovel, v'natan et ha'erkecha b'yom ahu kodesh Hashem. So the Gemara is like this: what does it mean, michsat? Tana Rabbanan, we got a brighter. B'michsat, ma ba lilmod. What are we learning from this michsat? Right. So the Haggadah Bacha says, "Ma tamud lomar." Okay, but same idea. Ma ba lilmod. The Gemara answers the fish in Emar, because we've got another pasuk over here. It said, "V'im mizdei achuzato yagdish ish l'Hashem." If a guy's magdish his familial field, v'erekhal if yizaro zerachom esorim v'chamishim kosher, that's the value. Zerachom esorim v'chamishim kosher. Therefore, yachol af sadeh miknik. We might have thought, right? So while we got michsat in that pasuk, v'chisham lo kain et michsat ha'erkecha, because the first pasuk there spoke about magdish de achuzah. So what we have in a bin, it's the same thing. Yachol afsdeh mikneken, tamud lomar, michsat. Right? So therefore he says, no, there's a difference. Chishav lokan et michsat ha'erkecha. This michsat over here, he wants to say, look at Rashi, tamud lomar michsat, minyan damav, dahainu shovyav. That we've got another pasuk that says, no, there's a difference. There's te'achuza and there's michsat ha'erkecha. When it comes to buying things, you pay value, comes te'achuza, there's a set amount. Michsat over here can tell us money, how much it is worth, and not the value. Right? So Talmud Omar Michsat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, now we're going after Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said there's no difference. Rabbi Eliezer says that they're exactly the same. So Rabbi Eliezer got a bit of a problem, because how does he learn the din Michsat? Right? Rabbi Eliezer should say, there's no difference between a stay achuzah and a stay mikne other than the chomesh. Ah, there's a massive difference over here. We've got two psukim. The one pasuk says, im yizdei achuzah yakdish. The other pasuk says, v'chishav lokan michsat terkecha. How do Rabbi Eliezer deal with it? Right, Neymar Sanar Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Neymar Kan Bechishav, Venemar Lahalan Bechishav. Zarashav Bechishav. Go to Pasuk from a Yikre, Im Achar Hayovel Yakisadeo, Bechishav Lakwen Akesef. al pi hashanim hanotrot ad shel yovel. So he says there, that there, v'chishav lo kain et michsat, and v'chishav lo kain, yeah, after the yovel, gzer reshava, ma lahan davar katzuv, af kan davar katzuv. He says, no, that michsat, we ignore the michsat, we gzer reshava, overriding that michsat between yovel and stay mikne, and we see there that that stay mikne and stay achuza are both a set amount, right? And Rashi says there, what davar katzuv, 50 shekel kesef. We've got a kasha. Rabbanan itlu gzera shava. Now we say like this. Rabbanan, do Rabbanan. Because it's quite interesting now, right? We've got a gzera shava. Gzera shava is a strong limud. Okay? So the question, Rabbanan wanted to say that michsat and stachuz are different altogether. Now, Bideze learns from the gzera shava that michsat and stachuz are the same din. So the Gemara is a kasha over here. Rabbanan itlehu gzera shava. Rabbanan say they hold by the gzera shava, right? Umafkin le lechomesh. Right, look at Rashi here. Mi itlehe hach gzera shava. Devechishav umafkin lechomesh. Lemelev chomesh asade mikne miste achuza. Right? And do they say that we have, right, and they learn the chomesh of this da'a mikne from Steh Achuza, the words, or what they say, or deal me late lu gzera shava, ve late lehu lechomesh. So now, I found it a little difficult to understand the question. I think the Gemara is saying as follows. Rabbanan said that there's Steh Achuza and there's Steh Mikne. One is shovi, one is not. Would they tell us that we hold this gzera shava, and therefore, when you come to pode a field, we said that when do you have pay chomesh if you pode a stay achuza, right? Would they say there's a chomesh in with a stay mikne? I think that's the most important word. Do they learn it across the board? They say the gzera shava, and we say, what's the gzera shava? That there's chomesh in both, right? Or maybe they haven't got the gzera shava, and therefore there wouldn't be chomesh in the stay mikne. Now, I might be talking nonsense. I didn't actually even take that. Because look at the answer. I'm a rabbi. He's stubborn. Eight looks there. Shav. Feels that Rachamim don't look there. Shav. Why? Mide gal rachman chomesh gabeste achuza. Right? Because where did the Torah speak about chomesh? Chomesh is only with regards to stay achuza. The gabe magdish beito. Right? Chomesh gabe stay achuza. The gabe magdish beito. Right? And therefore, what's it he's saying? So we've got Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Echad. We've got two psukim. We teach the same din. One with regards to Achuz, and one with regards to when you magnet your house. And we know the din. The whole Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Echad and Melamdi. We don't learn this. Therefore, how can they possibly apply Chomesh to stay Mikne? Because Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Echad. You with me? Right. So Gemara says, wait a second. But Melamdin. Now we know always there's a mind. Obviously, we it's Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Echad and Melamdin. Okay, that's beautiful. What about this, the man David that says melamdi that you do melamed shnei ketuvim abayim keechad? So how would you say Rabbanan then say there's no din of chomesh with shnei ketuvim mikne? So he said melegar rachman a chomesh b'mas v'emet tohora u'b'emet temeya havelei tuva. So he says, you know what, you're right. Even with just those two psukim, so even the man Amar that says shnei ketuvim abayim keechad, he would say melamdi. But here the Torah mentions chomesh again. With Maser Behemoth Tahora and Behemoth Tmeya. Right, so now we've got lots of psukim that mention independently. And with Tuva, even those who say Shnei Ketuvim Melamdin will tell you when there are lots of psukim, Eino Melamdin. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. The second wide lines of Rabbeinu Gershom towards the beginning. Havelehu Tuva, Ketuvin Abayim Keechal E Melamdin. This is straight out. So even the one who says Shnei Ketuvim would Melamed, many psukim definitely wouldn't melamed. So therefore, it seems that Rava is right, and they don't have that. That's why I didn't spend too much time to actually understand what we were speaking about, right? But and the Gemara says, "Tanik of that Rava got a bright and it supports Rava velo mitam, but not because of his reason, though. Interesting, eh? Because we got a bright to like Rava, but for different reason to Rava, and the outcome is the same, right? Look at Rashi velo mitame deilu tame de Rava. What's Rava's reason? Because Rava says, why don't we have it applying as well to stay mikne? Because we've got this din of chomesh applying so many other places that it's a case of enu melamdin. But the brighter, the time of the brighter, midehekishu le'erchin la'adam shirich atzmo chavero. But the Brati we'll see now has a different source for not giving chomesh on anything else. Okay, Titania, the Brati says b'michsat erkecha. It's a pasuk we saw earlier on. V'chishav lo akohen et michsat erkecha, at the value of the erich. Hekishu akatuv le'erchin ma erchin. What's erchin? Ein mosifin chomesh. You don't add a chomesh. Afseder mikne ein mosifin chomesh. So the Brita comes to the conclusion that you don't mosif chomesh, but for a different reason to Rava. Nonetheless, the Gemara is happy that the outcome is exactly the same. Okay, we're running out of time now. Let's quickly do this Mishnah. Let's do this quickly, this Mishnah, and we'll stop it, and then we'll end up. Yeah, but what's tomorrow? Also long, eh? Wow. Okay, let's try and finish then. Let's just do this quickly. Okay, Maditin. Bashura Muad. So we've got a Shura Muad. That's killed a couple of times already. Shemitra Eved lahakeru lahachmir katzi. We saw this already before. The Mishnah now is just mentioning the cases. And we said there, Shor Moad, they killed the Eved, lahachmir and lahakel. Give us examples. Echad shemit et hana'e shebavadim. One that killed the beautiful Eved, the et ha'ka'ur shebavadim. One that killed the very terrible looking Eved, not 10 shlosh, but the same amount of money. Hemit ben chorin, not 10 shuvim, but it was a ben chorin. So the Eved, it's irrespective, there's a set price. A Ben Chorin, we already go according to its value. Right? Rashi says there, Dichtiv b'moed im kofer yushot alav, v'natan miflim, right? Tal v'bakama v'natan pidyon nafsho demei nizek. Demei nafsho is a Bnei Chorin, right? And we pay damages. Chaval b'zeh u'b'zeh, if it only damaged each one, in other words, both the Eved, says Rashi, or a Ben Chorin, but didn't kill him, right, no ten nezek shalem. Even an eved over here would get nezek shalem, and not only a set amount. Right, so this is a Gemara. B'moed im b'tam lo. So it seems over here, this is only if a muad, right, a shor muad, right, killed the eved, and not a tam, not a shor that just only killed once or so. Right, look at Rashi. B'moed im b'tam lo. Asefer kai. On the last dinner, he's talking about with regards to Hemit ben Chorin or Chaval b'zeh b'zeh, no ten nezek shalem. With regards to giving the money, right? Diktani Chaval b'zeh u'b'zeh, the reisha pshitlan de knas. He says there with regards to the reisha, it's pashut that it's a knas. The eved lo shayach b'tam, because it doesn't apply to a tam. Wouldn't even fall into the kek. It only a tam a muad. Diktib b'tam u'bal hashon naki. Remember, kam beperek. Shor shenagach arba b'chamisha naki d'me eved uketani nami emit ben chorin noten shuvio d'me kofer lo shiach patam hatam nami amira naki michetzi kofer. So we see it's pashut here. We see at the last case, which is chaval b'zeh u'b'zeh noten nezek shalem. The Gemara wants to say it's about a shor moad and not a tam. The Gemara says damn about nitin lo kabim giver. If we say that from this diuk that the chabala, this damage is only from either moad or a tam, then we got to say that the Mishnah is not a kund rabbi akiva. Ditnan, because we got a Mishnah, right? I think it's Baba Kama, yes, it is Baba Kama there, at the very beginning. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Aftam, Shechaval Ba'adam, Meshalem, Bemotar, Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Akiva says over there, even a Tam, right? Not only a Muad, right? Would pay Motar Nezek. Remember, Motar Nezek is all the other types of damages. Look at Rashi here, Aftam Shechaval Ba'adam, Baba Kama Berakam, Niach Rakad. Shnei Shvarim Tamim Shechavlo Zeh B'Zeh. You got two oxes that damage one another. Rabbi Akiva Omer Af Tam Shechaval Ba'Adam. Even a first time ox that does damage to a person, Meshalem B'Motar Nezek Shalem, pays full damages. V'Hanu B'Motar. What's B'Motar mean? Motar, remember this? That if he damaged the ox as well. So we take the net damage, what my ox caused to you, less what you caused to my ox. And I pay you the difference. Remember that? Look at Rashi. Im chaval gam ha'adam b'shor. The person in the process, they had a bit of a fight there, and he pulled out and managed to break the shor's leg or beat the shor in the face. And now the shor's got a bit of damages, right? V'shamu beitin chabala sheba adam. The beitin assesses, what is the damage to the man? Your tear al chabala sheba shor. Over and above the damage to the shor. Bala shor meshlem ato mortal nizik shalem. Aume tam shechaval ba'adam meshlem nizik kontra b'yakiva. So stop. So this Amishta clearly can't be Rabbi Akiva because we say that it's only the Muad, not the Tam. So Gemara says, no, you know what? Afilu Tam Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva, who adin dafilu Tam Nami, even be adin Tam. So now, Ali the Kabai, the Mitna Seifa, Hemit Eved, Hemit Ben Chorin, You know what? Really, it could even be a tam. Our mission is because we're speaking about the killing in the ratio, which is only about a muad, mentioned as well. But really, it's not really a din of muad. It's included in this mishnah. But all this we're fighting the hakel lachmir. Same idea when you come to entice a woman or rape a woman, that you got to pay. They sometimes you pay more. Sometimes, in other words, you may kill. Sometimes you machmir. Keitzad echad shnasu piter gedolah shebo kahuna. One who rapes or entices the daughter of the most esteemed kahuna family. Vedaketalchi v'shol. One who rapes or entices one of the lowest families of the Israelim. They both give the same amount. Ben oten chamishim slaim. They both pay 50 slaim. V'haboshet v'hapegam. But that's only for the actual pitui. When it comes to boshet or pegam, right? If there's an insult over here or pegam, I call it a mevayesh. Then it goes according to the individuals, and I think we have to stop over here.